You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Tonight is the 27th of Sha'ban, 1445. Our topic today, we will focus on three different issues. Number one is, from now till Ramadan Mubarak, what should we do? Second one, what should be our timetable for Ramadan Mubarak? And third, which type of du'as should we be learning in this month of Ramadan that will help us in this world and in the year after, inshallah. We all know that in South Africa, inshallah al-Aziz, that 99.9%, the first Taraweeh will be inshallah Monday night, and the first Saum and Siyam will be on Tuesday, inshallah. So from now, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday, Monday, so we got 3 nights plus minus. So what should we do during these 3 nights? So see, all these issues we should try and address. Number one, there are so many of us that we are not speaking to our family members or somebody else. So we can make Quran khatam and Quran khatam, or we can give out $1 million charity. We can do all the good deeds, but we must remember the consequences will still remain. Almighty Allah addresses the issue where a person has severed ties with his own family members. Surah 47, Surah Muhammad, verses 22-23. Look at the consequences, how grave they are, in the light of the noble Quran. In tawallaytum, when you have authority, now we have wealth, we have power, we have influence. And tufsidu fil ard, you cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth. وَتُقَطِّئُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ, and you severed the family ties. We see our uncle, our auntie, nephew, niece, father-in-law, mother-in-law. You know your daughter-in-law, mother-in-law stories. So you severed ties. So what happens? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ, those are the people Allah Himself curses them. He deprives them of His special mercy. فَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَىٰ أَبْصَارَهُمْ, He makes them spiritually deaf and spiritually blind. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif, ABC is not talking to XYZ. But we're doing all the good deeds, Siyam during the day we're fasting, Qiyam, Taraweeh, Tahajjud during the night. But what happens? Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, اُتْرُكْهُمَا, leave these two people, people's good deeds in abeyance, hatta yastaliha, till they reconcile. Reconcile does not mean we have to become the best friends of one another. Reconcile means that we must just make salam. It can't be so difficult, O Muslim or Muslimah, to say assalamu alaikum. So that's all Islam is commanding us. Say assalamu alaikum. If somebody makes salam, don't turn your face away from him or her. So once we start doing that, then our actions, Allah forbid, will be rejected and thrown back in our face. So the prerequisite for acceptance in the court of Almighty Allah is our reconciliation. So that is step number one. Step number two, many of us now are completing our Quran Sharif Saturday, Sunday, Monday, because Ramadan Mubarak, we want to start a new khatam. In Islam, everything we do, we fulfill our duty with beauty. How should one complete the noble Quran? So when you come to Surah Wadduha, chapter 93, the last 22 surahs, so remember Hafiz ibn Kathir, in his Tafsir ibn Kathir, which is accepted worldwide, globally, and Ibn Kathir and Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah and all of them are buried in Damishq in Damascus for the ulama and students one day if you go. We've been there 4 or 5 times, I think, can't even remember. So there's a graveyard called Maqabiru Sufiya, the graveyard of the Sufis, the graveyard of the Awliyaullah. So Ibn Kathir, Shaykhul Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah, all are buried there. Nevertheless, so Ibn Kathir has written this in his tafsir. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimullah, who we met several times, he was the Grand Mufti of Pakistan on 10th of Shawwal 1976. He passes away. So he has mentioned this in Ma'ariful Quran, and that's in Urdu but translated in English as well. So I'm mentioning this for reference purposes. So when you come to Surah Wadduha, and now you want to complete your Quran Sharif, so how should you complete? So I just give you a few examples. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Then, Allahu Akbar. So the last 22 surahs, after each one, the simplest form, say Allahu Akbar. There are many other words you can read also, but if you just read Allahu Akbar, that will suffice. And thereafter, you go to the next surah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alam nashrah laka sadrak. You finish surah Alam nashrah. Faida faraghta fansab. Wa ila rabbika farghab. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wattini wazzaytun. So I'm sure now you all got the idea how to make khatmul Quran. So when we complete min al jinnati wan nas, then you say Allahu Akbar. Thereafter, whoever is present, your family members, make a collective dua. Your wife, your children, grandchildren, nephew, whoever. So mahram, you are a mahram to them, the ladies, your sister, niece, whoever. Call them all and make dua. Allama Nawawi rahimahullah writes in his Arba'een, his 40 ahadith compilation, Sayyidah Anas radiallahu anhu, who's buried there in Basra in Iraq. Remember, he was with the Master alayhi salatu salam the 10 years in Madinah Munawwara. The Master alayhi salatu salam arrived. People all brought gifts. Ya Rasulullah, we want this, we want to give you this. See the mother of Anas radiallahu anhu. What intelligence, what intellect, what wisdom. She brought her 10-year-old son. She said, Ya Rasulullah, meaning I'm Umme Sulaim, I'm the mother, and this is my son, Anas radiallahu an, he will be in your khidmat. And whatever errands, whatever works you got to do, so you must just tell him he will do so. 10 years, he stayed in the khidmah, in the service of the Master alayhi salatu salam. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sometimes lightheartedly, we should joke with him. He, the youngster, is in front. The Master, alayhi salatu salam, would come from the back. Place his hands, Mubarak, here on his eyes, from the back. And tell him, Ya Zal Uzunain, oh you with 2 ears. Meaning, as a youngster, he must feel happy also. So the lesson we learn is horses for courses. That if you meet elderly people, then you speak to them differently. You meet small children, so you speak to them differently. And we must know Moka Ishanasi, Mardam Shanasi, on which occasion what to say and to whom you are speaking, so what to say. So this is Sayyidina Umar. When people hear the name of Umar, people used to shake in those days. But his honorable wife say, when Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen Farooq radiallahu anhu warda, you enter his house, then إِذَا دَخَلَ الْبَيْتِ كَانَ كَالصَّبِي. He was like a small child. Meaning that he's to joke with us, he's to be jovial with us, and so forth and so on. Sometime me and you, when we go home, and you look at your wife, and your wife looks at you, So you already saying, Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. Listen. Because when you got married to her, she was slim, trim and everything, and now mashallah, after 4 or 5 children, now mashallah, she's a little bit out of shape, you know. So you see, says, you saying when you look at her, Inna lillahi. And what she's saying also. She say, honey, give me money, then you say, no, you want to make istikhara and all this type of thing. So you see, brothers, marriage works two ways. Now, Qari Sahib read Qari Asif. I think he read a good verse all about Ramadan. I'll explain to you just now. So what Allah Ta'ala says, Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. To explain this verse to you, I'll illustrate it via an example. There's one senior Maulana, obviously I won't take his name. So about 2-3 months ago, he contacted me. He said, Ab to maine irada kar li. So now I made intention that every night after Isha, I'm going to sleep in the masjid. And I'll leave the masjid after Ishraq and then I'll go home. So I asked him, Maulana, Biwi ne aapko ijazat di, your wife give you permission. So he kept quiet. I say, in Islam, we got hukukullah and hukukul ibad. The rights of Almighty Allah and the rights of creation also. So he said, no, but now I'm finished now, old and cold, tired and retired, now what is older? You understand? So you must remember. So I said, see Maulana, you tired and retired, old and cold, I understand. But Quran Sharif mein ek aur cheez hai, nukte ki baat. Something me and you, we must make istimbat, we must deduce from the glorious Quran. The Quran Sharif is a book for all times, all places, all circumstances. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith Sharif in Tirmidhi, wala yashba'u minhu al-ulama. The ulama will never get satisfied. Always they want to deduce more and more. And remember, wa ajaibuhu la tanqadi. The jewels of the Quran will never ever get finished. So I said, see, Maulana, tame pati gela, you got finished, old, cold, tired, retired, everything. But you see, when you're going to sleep with your wife, even if you can't sleep every night, every second night, go sleep. So there is something called body heat, you see. When you give body heat, then inshallah, she will be very happy. Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. So Allah Ta'ala calls husband-wife relationship libas. So this clothing, they touch our body. So how? I got a huge scar here. I'm normal, alhamdulillah. I'm just giving an example. So I got a huge scar here. So remember that it covers it all. So husband-wife, when you are together, then the body heat comes. So you know what he told me? He had the phone on speaker, I didn't know. He said, my wife is dancing already. Maulana's wife is dancing already. He said, jawab sunkar itni khush hogi, yaha to nach rahi hai. Understood? He said, his wife is dancing already. I said, no, ye hai hamare deen. So anyway, all this just came in, by the way. So the point I want to make, my brothers, is this. First one, we must mend our ties. Second one, how to make Khatmul Quran. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu habibuna rasul. There's a fun, there's a science, there's a discipline. It's very sad. Even today in our darlooms, we have neglected and abandoned this. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah's great teacher, Ali ibn Abdullah, Ali ibn al-Madini, he says, ilmu rijal nisfu ilmi al-hadith. If you study the lives and biography and profile of the Rawi, the reporter, the narrator, that is half the science of hadith. Understand? So Anas bin Malik, who is he? 10 years in the khidmah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 10 years old. When the master alayhi salatu salam made parda, he was 20 years old. But during that time, one day the master alayhi salatu salam made dua. Allahumma barik lahu fi ahlihi wa mali. Ya Allah, give him barakah in his family, in his wealth, in his children, grandchildren. He himself says, when I counted my children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great, over 100 they were. And regarding his wealth, his farm, his harvest, his for crops, not once a year, twice a year. And twice a year, brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners, khushbu nikalti thi. From the crops and harvest, perfume, fragrance used to emanate from there. The barakah of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's dua. So Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu, Allama Nawawi rahimahullah, right? You know who's Allama Nawawi. Allama Nawawi rahimahullah, he only lived for 45 years. One of the greatest Shafi'i scholars after Imam Shafi'i. He never got married, so obviously there's no children. He used to have one meal a day. When people ask him, oh Nawawi, why? He said, I don't have time. I'm so busy writing, teaching, making research. Your whole Shafi'i, fiqh Shafi'iyya is based on Allama Nawawi today. A'alamun nas bi madhabi Shafi'iyya is Nawawi. Imam Shafi wrote great works, but then it was taken further by him, Allama Nawawi rahimahullah. So imagine what they used to say, these giants. Al-waqtu indana aghla min al-zahabi wal-fidda. Time for us is more important than gold and silver put together. Every minute, every second is to treasure. And me and you, we're going to go fishing here. Say, no, let's catch some fish. And 5 hours, 10 hours will go, maybe we must want to salat Allah for God. And when you ask the brother, why are you going? He says, I'm going to kill time. How can a Muslim kill time, my brothers? Think properly where we are going, and more so in Ramadan. So I'm explaining to you how to make Khatmul Quran. The same Allama Nawawi writes that Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu jama'a ahlahu wa iyalahu is together his wife, children, grandchildren and make a collective dua at Khatmul Quran. In Kitabul Azkar he writes on the occasion of Khatmul Quran, 4,000 malaika descend and they come down and they say Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. So you the Hufaz, remember that you're finishing tomorrow night, Sunday night, Monday, and then you will start from Ramadan, mashallah, the new khatam. So in that way, whoever is there, so always come together, you and your wife, your children, make a collective dua. And you don't know the Arabic duas, it's fine. Just say Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Read Durood Sharif, Salawat al-Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then speak to Allah in any language. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. So first, we're going to sort out our family ties and what have you. Second, try and complete your Quran Sharif. When you make dua, a common error, you see, even in your, bring the Quran, the big one is fine. When you see, I read Salat there, you must remember in the Miaswam. Miaswam, we all indebted to Miaswam. You understood? So if you open this Quran Sharif, you will see, yeah? See? Al-Ma'adul Islami bi Waterfall. So the Islamic Institute Waterfall. Waterfall means Miaswam. And you will see Pure Box 1 here. You see? It's written here, Pure Box 1. So, I told the big Mufti Sahab, it was his last itikaf. And I told him, you know, ye qabile islah hai, that this you'll need to rectify. See, I read for you. So all our Quran Sharif printed here, printed India, Pakistan. I'm not saying it's haram, but definitely I'm saying that is not 100% correct. See, one is the Quran Sharif. Quran is 100% perfect. Min al jinnati wan nas. Then dua e khatmil Quran kareem. Now see, I'm reading. Allahumma zakkirni minhuma nasitu. So whenever I see it like this, I rectify it. So why you must rectify it? Remember that the hadith is in Bukhari Sharif. Go open, bring Bukhari Sharif. I show you now in Fadailul Quran. It's mentioned there, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bi'sa ma li ahadim ay yaqul. It's very bad for a person to say, Nasitu ayat akaita wakait. I forgot this ayat, I forgot that ayat. Bal nusiya is active and passive. If you say active, nasitu. And you say passive is nusitu. So when we make dua, this is how you should make dua on the occasion of Khatmul Quran. Individually, Allahumma zakirni minhuma nusitu. If you hear Sudais and all of them, Salah, Buday, De Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwara, anytime the CD is available, you must listen to them how they make the dua Khatmul Quran on 29th night. Allahumma zakkirna minhuma nussina. So that's the correct way. So always learn the proper sunnah way. Surah 3 verse 31. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the noble Quran, Kul, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teach them. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah. If you really love Almighty Allah, fattabi'uni. Follow me, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immaculately. To understand Quran Sharif, you need to study some philology, some history of the words. What is ittiba? Ittiba means to follow. But that translation is incomplete. You have a cow, and when the cow gives birth to the calf, so if it is male, it's tabi. It's female, then it is, remember, tabi'a in Arabic. So that calf will follow the mother in all walks of life. So the translation will not be just to follow. The translation will be, fattabi'uni, follow me, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immaculately. Then, so you read how the hadith is telling you to read the dua. Not like how we want to read the dua. Then what will happen? Yuhbibkumullah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. People can say what they want to, but we will become the beloved of Almighty Allah. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ And Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. We all are sinners, everyone sitting here. Everyone alive today who is sane and mature. Not a single person can say he's not a sinner. We all are sinners. So we all have to repent also. Remember that. So the easy way is ittiba'un Nabiyyil Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one, we must mend our ties. Two, try and complete the Quran Sharif before Ramadan Mubarak starts. Three, I pose a question to you here, and to you the esteemed listeners. The hadith is in Bukhari Sharif. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Yabitu laylatain. Illa wasiyatu maktubatun indahu. You, O Muslim, O Muslimah, you should not allow two nights to pass, but your final will and testament should be written already. What we say, oh, we still got long life, man. What you talking? I'm only 20 years old. I'm only 40 years old. Baji, whose one leg is in the grave and the other leg on a banana peel, he also will say, I got long life. So remember, 80 years old, is our will ready? If I have to ask you in the masjid, you'll see majority will say it's not ready. When a person passes away intestate, intestate means without the will, do you know the consequences? Do we even realize what a sin it is? Go open the noble Quran, Surah 4, verse 14. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا Because when a person, brother, sister passes away, and you don't have a world, or the world is un-Islamic, so Almighty Allah mentions the shades of the earth, and then mentions two scenarios. Surah 4 verse 13. You did everything correctly, وَذَٰلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ That is the supreme success. And we didn't have a world, or we had a world, but it was un-Islamic, these are the consequences. Quran. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا Whosoever disobeys Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he went beyond the limits. We increase somebody's share, we decrease somebody's share, we deprive somebody, we disown somebody, we did things unilaterally, one mane as we wish. See the consequences. يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا Allah dispatches that Muslim, this is for Muslim, to Jahannam for very, very, very long period and long time. Allah forbid. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ And for that person there is a humiliating, disgraceful punishment. So it's in our own interest, my brothers. Today it's so easy. You got all the contacts, you got all the gadgets by you. Whole day the children, you are busy. Sending emails to the females and what then, what is going on? So what happens? So if you got family members in Dubai, in London, South Africa, you just make a conference call. Come, we're going to sort out our world now this weekend immediately. Not when Ramadan starts or post-Ramadan. We have to sort it out now. How many people, youngsters, that they're passing away in South Africa? Some we know, some we don't know. So think about it. You know Pirani Pir? Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. From a very young age, you know, I have a very inquiring mind. So Dr. Junaid is here in my family, his mother, they all are very close family. So they know, you know, our whole history and geography and biology and all. So I used to ask my mother, you understand, I said we are 5 children, 3 sons and 2 daughters. I said that when mummy, ummi, you were giving birth, whose birth was the most difficult? I was sure she's going to say me, because my 2 brothers and 2 sisters all right lefty. I am the only one who write righty, you see. So I used to tell my siblings, you're all wrong part, I am on the right part, you understand? So this type of thing. And none of them were born in Ramadan, only I was born in Ramadan, you understood? So she said, no, your brother, I thought I'm going, you understood? It was so difficult. That time wasn't all the C-section business. Nowadays, everybody's cesarean, they just want to make money, you know? So anyway, that time was natural birth business. So anyway, the lesson I want to give you is this. So one day I asked her, Ummi, Mami, for what you'll name me Abdul Qadir? She said, toke nahi khabar. I said, Koro, you see, he tawaddo peer, I peerane peer, Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. So I said, I must go to peerane peer, Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani's Qabar Mubarak. You see, therefore, among the Mehmans, you will always find one Abdul Qadir normally. You see, one must be peerane peer. You see, he won't become peerane peer, but he has to follow peerane peer. You got it? So that is how we work, you see. So where he's buried in Baghdad. And is a Mubarak name, and we must learn. So I just share one couplet with you what he says, because I'm speaking of a world, I'm speaking about the uncertainty of life. How many of people had aspirations? My brother Shafa'at, tomorrow I'm going to go there, Spingo Beach, visit my sister, all of them. Then I told them that tell Shafa'at's family that I'm coming with my wife. That morning I spoke to Shafa'at. I told him, by Shafa'at, listen, this is your program for the program for Ramadan, and this is what program should be doing, and so forth. 5:30 that afternoon, I didn't send WhatsApp message, I spoke to the man. 5:30 the same day, phone came, he passed away. So that is what you see. Waqte tulu dekha, waqte tulu dekha, waqte ghurub dekha. We saw the rise and the fall. We saw the rise and the decline of people and nations. How they rose and then how they fell. Zero to hero, hero to zero. Waqt-e tulu dekha, waqt-e ghuroob dekha, ab fikr-e akhirat hai, dunya ko khoob dekha. Now start thinking about the year after. How much we saw of this world. Myself, how many countries I went. How many continents, every continent we visited. How many capital cities we visited. Now start thinking, what did I prepare for my year after? So that is what Ramadan Mubarak is teaching us. Hazrat Piran Peer Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, is teaching us in Hunyatul Qalibin. And all of you, you can't say that, no, I'm too old and too cold and all that. No, you must learn some Arabic, you know. My mother-in-law, she was totally blind. So I got 10 brother-in-laws. They were looking for a goalkeeper, so they caught me, you understand, and this type of thing. So anyway, she's the only one, like you see. So she went completely blind. So I told my wife, I said, you see, your babies and them, nobody can look after her, like how you will look after. So go tell mommy, she must come here, we'll make khidmat of her. She agreed. She stayed, she passed away by us also. Where I'm staying now, same place. On top is the house, bottom is the radio. So I used to go by her, I used to call her Masi, but she's totally blind. I said, now people ask me, who are you? I say, I'm a Pakka Mehman. So who's your wife? I say, Pakka Assorted Biscuits, you understand? They told me they Mehman, but they speak Gujarati, you understand? I don't know how that works, but anyway, so this thing. So I learned Gujarati from her, from my mother-in-law. So I said, Masi, the man is Javanu Jannat mein. You know, in Gujarati I speak broken. So I said, Pachi, Mehman ne Urdu ne Gujarati ni chale. All the questions are in Arabic. Pachi, tumhe jawab kem dio? That when the angel is going to ask you all the questions, it will be in Arabic, then how are you going to answer? So she's blind, bichari, simple, you know. She said, ha, mane bhi fikr tha, how am I going to answer? So I said, every night I'm going to give you examination, and then the answers must be solid. She said, right. So before she sleeps, I used to tell her, Mar Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? She says, Rabbi Allah. I said, then I said, Man Nabiyuk, who's your Nabi? She says, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa. I say, Ma Deenuk, what is your Deen? She says, Deeni Islam. Then I say, Pachi, she says, Jannat. She's blind and she's happy, she's already going to Jannat. You say, you know the wisdom of people who are blind. You know. You must read the books of our Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni. Two Ustads we had, both from Halab, both from Aleppo, Syria, one in Makkah, one in Medina. So you must remember what giants they were, these people. So the Halab Ustad in Makkah was who? Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, he writes, you ulama, who write in Tanwirul Azan, he writes, some Sahaba were blind, some Awliyaullah were blind, some great Imams were blind. Why they became blind? So Almighty Allah made them blind. Allah Jalla Wala states that I made you blind. You know why? Tomorrow, day of justice, I'll remove your blindness. And because you made so much sabr, I will let you see Allah Jalla Wala before the people could see in this world. Do you understand, brother? Wujuhu yawma idhin nadira ila rabbiha nadira. Imagine. Me and you don't understand the beauty, the glory, the silent diction of the noble Quran. Did you ever ask Allah? I'm speaking about du'as today. Learn this du'a. Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in my life, the day I come to meet you. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنِ التَّيْسِيرِ. You know Taysir's story? Taysir is in Gaza. He's 29 years old. And he's a teacher of Quran. As you will say, a Hifz class teacher. He was a sheikh. In the prime of his life, these jutlas, these shaitans, they put a bullet through him. The blood is oozing out and gushing out. Taysir realizes, this is my last moments. I have to make a decisive decision. What does he do? He goes into sujood and he's reading Quran. And you know, in the Arab world, everything goes viral. Somebody took the photo, whatever, you understand, and it went to millions of people, and then they wrote, Kana Taysiru Sajidan, and he passed away Shahidan. Sajidan wa Shahida. His last moments, he was reading Quran. He's in sujood and prostrating. And he gave his life for the sake of Allah Jalla. What do you think is his position in the year after? His one martyrdom inspired 100,000 other Arabs. They told the Jutlas, now we're coming more for you. You see, when a nation is prepared to give their life, then nobody can beat them. And that is what Gaza is teaching us. That is what Hamas is teaching us. Ek bula hua sabak. When we are in our comfort zone, then we become oblivious of what is expected of us. Our Ramadan is what? I'm asking you, what is our Ramadan? Yeah, in Tonga, I nearly died in this beach here of your people, you understand? When I was 4 years old, I don't know what. My brothers all jumped in the ocean, nobody to look after me. So I said, they're going, let me also go. Now they're looking, I'm floating away. One lady pulled me out, you understood? So I meet her also, I tell her, Jazakallah khair. I say, all these bagais, they became bailas, they became sissy. Nobody pulled me out. You pulled me out, you see. So anyway, that happened here in your Tongat beach. So what I'm saying is this. What is our etiquette? Be honest about it. I asked one youngster there in Transvaal, Gauteng. I believe you sit for etiquette 5-10 years every year. And you sit in a specific masjid. It's true. He said, 100%. I say, why you sit here? He say, Mufti Saab, the chow's here. Like this. Number one, you see, what you will get in this masjid, you will never get at home also. So I said, when you come sit for itikaf, what's your weight? About 60, 65, 100%. I say, eat this, 70 kilos. That is panjo itikaf. You tell me now, understand. Do we ever think now we had supper, or we had tea, or when we took one morsel, one samosa, did we ever think of Gaza? They don't know where the next meal will come from or the next bomb will come from. So think about that, brothers. So Hazrat Pirani Peer, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarallahu marqadahu in Ghunyatu Talibin, is teaching us a lesson. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ How many kafan and shrouds are being washed every day? وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوْكِ مَجْهُولُ. And the person going into that qabr or into that kafan is so busy in the marketplace. Thursdays I go there to cut my hair and mooch and all that by this India barbers, you know. Lal Panoli, his name. Panoli is the gum. So I asked him, wo dusre bhai ka hai? He said, no, wo ye hai, Hello Paisa ke paas. So even the Paisa got the name, Hello Paisa. How much the rupee is doing, how much the dollar is doing, how much the euro is doing, all that. So, وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِسُرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. How many graves are being dug every day, and the person is so busy in the happiness and joy. My son passed with distinction. My daughter just got fixed. She just gave birth. So all the occasions of joy and happiness, they deceive us. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوْكِ مَشْغُولُ. So either we busy in the mall and bazaar. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. Ye tongat, I know. You understand, last janaza, I came with it, janaza quarter to 2 in the morning. My sister Rashida passed away, Allah grant them all, Jannatul Firdaus. So what happens? Now go see the open vacant grave. Just look inside. وَصَاحِبُهُ بِسُرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. There's occasions of joy. Last week I was in the Eastern Cape. So I was there in East London, Port Elizabeth, and there Port Alfred and Queenstown. When I was there in Queenstown, one youngster was sitting next to me. So he was looking at me. They know I'm to tell them lot of stories, you know. I asked him, Beta, what's your name? He said, Yusha. I asked him, you're becoming Hafiz? He said, yes. I said, how many Jews? How many Paris? He said, 11, 12. So. I said, very good. So he's not even Baligh, you know. He said, 11, I think. So I asked him, tomorrow when you want to get married, which car you will go? He said, I go with the M6, you see. I said, you chose the right one. You understand? M6 means BM, right? He said, it's right. So I said, when you go propose, it means BMW, be my wife, you see. So his day was done, you understand? I told him, better finish your hips quick, then you'll get you married quick also, you see. Our Bichara Maulana is here, just decide. I know his father, I know his grandfather, I know his whole family, yeah. I told him, Melissa, where's your wife? He said, no wife, no life. Oh. I said, this Sunday I'm going to announce here for you. I said, I'm announcing I'm live for you already. So, Melissa, we have to arrange for him 4 wives. Hanafi, Shafi, Maliki, Ambali. You decide which one you want. What you say, Melissa? We arrange for you now, quick. We want you must stay in Tongat. He told me he don't like Tongat. He told me now he don't like Tongat. I said, Molana, I'm going to get you married. You have to stay 20 years here in Tongat. I stayed 20 years in Newcastle and 23 years in Lansdowne. You must make niyat now. So let that, inshallah. Pirhane Pir Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani is teaching us, listen, وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ دَاحِكُ. How many a person is smiling today? My health is excellent, my children are excelling, my business is booming and flourishing. وَهُوَ أَنْ قَرِيبٍ هَالِكُ. Suddenly, he meets up in an accident. You heard today? I don't know the person. They say one brother there in Pietermaritzburg, that some Chotia, I think it was. So, Chotia, right? They put a bullet through him or something. He became Shaheed. See, you know, when we listen to this, sometimes I cry. I say, Ya Allah, how many Muslims? Somebody just got kidnapped. See our 2 children. Any news about them? Muhammad and Zahra in birth. Still no news about them. I know the family also. Imagine what the parents are going through. You understand? 17 years old, 19 years old. Where the children are, this, that. But he's a very wealthy person. So always we're speaking about du'as. Beg Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, Surah 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Let's start our Ramadan program. InshaAllah al-Aziz. So now, Monday night is first Taraweeh. Ramadan announced, you hear on the radio, this, that, everything. You as a Muslim, when our Islamic lunar month starts, what should you do? There are 3 du'as, good, better, best. At least learn 1 du'a. Hilal, see the richness, the glory, the beauty of the Arabic language. The first 3 nights, the moon, the crescent is called Hilal. Every 3 nights it changes. The name changes. When it is the 14th night, it's called Laylatul Badr. The moon is shining in its beauty and glory. Surah Qamar, chapter 54, the waxing and waning of the moon. Understand the Arabic beauty, the Quran Sharif. So, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. Ya Allah, make this month of ours a month of khair for us. Every month, me and my wife, I tell her, read. She knows it, but I say we read together. Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. Ya Allah, make this month for us now, Ramadan, a month of khair wa Rushdin and righteousness. So you say, Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. Second dua. Some of you been to Aqsa al-Mubarak. When you just enter Aqsa al-Mubarak, on the left-hand side is a maqbara, the graveyard maqbara al-Rahman. Ubadah bin Swamit is buried there. He's African, he's dark-looking. And he taught us a dua, hadith in Musnad Ahmad. He said, I heard Habibuna Rasulullah s.a.w. teaching us that when the new Islamic lunar month starts, read, Allahu Akbar, we know, Alhamdulillah, you know, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, that you know, right? So one line you have to learn, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadha shahr. Ya Allah, I ask of you the best of this month. Let us have everything what is good. Every dua like this we read, you become yuhbibkumullah, the beloved of Almighty Allah. We are sinners, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. So learn this, Allah, plural, collectively, you, your wife, children reading, Allahumma inna nas'aluka khayra hadha shahr. Ya Allah, we beg of you the best of this month. So what you think? Will you have problems with husband, wife when you read these duas? No. Allah will love, not let the bodies only meet, the hearts will meet. You must remember that. Once this unity of thought, then you're both going in the same direction. You're in the plane, the turbulence come, you're still together. You are in the boat and ship, the waves, you're still together. You're in South Africa with over 20, 25 million potholes, you're still together. South Africa, you know, we got world record. 25 million potholes. And yeah, you got bigger problems now. You see, you got power shortage, electricity, then water shortage, then this gas shortage, and then you go full petrol, then there's increasing also one day. It's all barakat of South Africa, you know, we're still the best country. You must remember that. Okay. Third dua. Now see. This is hadith as sahih. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. A hadith like this, every Muslim male, female, adult child should learn. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma hillahu alayna bil amni wal iman. Wal salamati wal islam. Ya Allah, let this new moon and crescent loom upon us with safety and security. So our assets, our wealth, our money, whatever it is, you protect it, O Almighty Allah. Preserve our iman, our Islam. Imagine in the beginning of the month. Allahumma hillahu alayna bil amni wal iman, wa salamati wal islam, wa tawfiq. Ya Allah, you give us tawfiq, the divine ability, guidance to do it. Who can read Quran Sharif daily? Who can finish Quran Sharif daily? Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, who was born in Gaza al-Mubarakah in the year 150 after Hijrah. When we ask Imam Shafi'i, when I say we ask, we read his books. We ask Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, explain to us how you spend Ramadan. He said he loved the boss, born 150, he passed away 204 in Cairo. 54 years only. He said in one Ramadan, I completed 61 Quran Sharif. Daytime one Quran, nighttime one Quran, on the Imam Musalla another Quran. One Ramadan, my brothers, we mean you in our lifetime sometime we can't complete 61. So Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah and them, they were genius. Allah, that is tawfiq, you see. And tawfiq, Allah Ta'ala guides us, helps us. Allahumma hillahu alayna bil amni wal iman, wa salamati wal islam wa tawfiq. Lima tuhibbu wa tarda. Give us tawfiq to do that which you love and you are pleased with it. Rabbi wa rabbukallah. Ya Allah, you are my sustainer, nourisher. You are the sustainer, nourisher of the celestial creation. Who sustains the sun and the moon and the stars and everything else, the planets? Only Almighty Allah. So learn these duas. That is, you start Ramadan. Then, mashallah, you read Taraweeh all that. Now after Witr, start tonight. So they must remember we still have to read Isha. So after your Isha, Sunnah, it's all you're going to read with her. It's not only for Ramadan, it's for your whole life. When we learn the Sunnah, now we read with her, you know Ramadan time. That when the Imam just makes witr salam, the masjid, you will think some snakes or something came. Everybody, 9 days, just dashing and rushing. Sometime if you're in Makkah, Medina, the Imam make one salam, they already start walking. You understand? I say, only bow to your bah. You understand? We're tired and all that. So anyway, you must remember, it's not permissible that. You must make both sides. Thereafter, learn the dua. Hadith in Sunan Nasai. Subhanal Malik al-Quddus. Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus. And the third time, Imam Nasai writes, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read it, Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus. Little bit loud and prolong it also. So learn how to read the dua also. Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus. The third time. Then suhoor time, we wake up, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 3:30, whatever your cutoff time is, 4:30 nowadays I'm seeing here. So anyway, so you must tell your wife, your honey, your darling, your poppy, your mother, your sister, daughter, sehri time, they must put, remember, that the dates. We all know dates is sunnat iftar time, sunnat even sehri time. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith in Mishkat Sharif Abu Dawood. Ni'ma suhoorul mu'min at-tamar. The best suhoor you can have is dates. How many of us practice on that? So start from now. Your wife will tell you, you want dates, but you never bought dates. Then what are you going to do? So you only got a date on Valentine's Day. So remember. So we as Muslims, you must have all these things here. Yeah? So we must be clear on these issues here. Yeah? Second one, all of you, brothers, sisters, mothers, sisters, all of you, you must take out time. 5 minutes minimum. Quran speaks of those two places. وَبِلْ أَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ Quran says the pious people are those. Suhoor time, sehri time, they're making istighfar. What they're doing? Asking Allah for forgiveness. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. So that is the best time. We are awake. Instead of killing time, wasting time, just sit on your musalla, go on. You come early to the masjid, mashallah. So you see how we start the program early. The non-Muslim guys, they send me message, say, AK, when you sleep? They say, at night we hear you, when you wake up, you hear and also. I say, no, we got jinnats, they wake us up. They say, what is the jinnats? I say, the jinnat is when you come with your AK-47. We got AK-255. You know AK-255? Huh? Aitul Kursi. And verse number 255. So you read Aitul Kursi, Allah will wake you up, all the jinnats run away, you see. So my brothers, you must remember this, that what must you do? So you must read istighfar. When I was in Iraq in 2000, you know, I love traveling, but nowadays I don't travel. The Jutta is going to put me away. Rather, I said, you come visit Tongat and all that, you see. So, visit all my connections and all of them. So, anyway, so, you know, Imam Hassan Basri. I told one Maulana today. Imam Hassan Basri was born in Medina Munawwara. He stayed in Medina Munawwara for 14 years. Then he migrated. He was born when Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, anhu was the Khalifa. So they brought him as a baby to Sayyidina Umar to make tahniq. So how he made the tahniq, Amirul Mu'mineen, he took the dates, he chewed it and then inserted in his mouth. Allahumma faqihu fi deen. Ya Allah, give him deep, profound understanding of deen. Wa habibhu ila nas. And make him beloved to the people. So you know, Maaf Dr. Junaid. So you must remember, sometime you go to a doctor, you say head paining, you say panado. Stomach paining, panado. Toe paining, panado. So what you will call it? You say, no, you nalo ay doctor panado. You know? But they can panado pakray dito. You understand? He's giving everybody panado and all this. So a person came to Hassan Hazrat Basan Basri. He said, Hazrat, we don't have rain for 1 year, there's drought and famine. He said, read istighfar. After 1-2 hours, another person came like me. They say, Imam Sheikh, I made it so long, 10, 15 years, no children, nothing happening. Say, make istighfar. Another person came, Hafiz Naushad, for example, you see. He said, my business in Urdu, say, meri vyapar, meri tijarat, tap ho gaya. It tap not upwards, it tap downwards, you see. So in Urdu, they speak like that. So they say, my business is going downstream, you see. They said, make istighfar. So his student was there, he said, Ustad Sheikh, three different people came and they asked you three different questions. You gave everybody same prescription. What's this? See, the Imam Hasan Basri, he told him, Alam taqra al-Quran, you don't read Quran? Surah 71, Surah Nuh, verses 10, 11, 12, 13. Istaghfiru rabbakum. Turn to Allah and make istighfar. Innahu kana ghaffara. Almighty Allah is ghaffar. My brother's name was Abdul Ghaffar. You know, some Mehmans we love Abdul Sattar, Abdul Ghaffar, Abdul Qadir. So, innahu kana ghaffara. Allah is all forgiving, forgiving. You make istighfar on the land and sand. Yursili samaa alaykum midrara. Allah will send the rain to you. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ Allah will increase your wealth also. It don't mean you make istighfar and you don't go to your shop and job. You must do that, but you beg Allah. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ Allah will bless you with good pious children also. These are the worldly benefits. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا Allah will give you the gardens of paradise. Allah will give you the rivers and the streams of Jannah, all because of istighfar. I beg you, my brother, I'm your brother, I'm your ustad, I'm your well-wisher, call whatever you want to. So you must take out time, my sister, my brother. It's Ramadan Mubarak. So 5 minutes, 3 minutes, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And you tell me each day what happened to you if every day you made istighfar. It's the best time to speak to Almighty Allah. Allah's special, special mercy is coming down. And then we all feel in South Africa we are being punished. Load shedding, then water shedding, and then gas shedding, and petrol increasing. And husband, wife are now getting mad, you understand. Children are complaining, we got examined. But then think of Gaza. Do we ever think? Allah says if you make istighfar, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ Allah will not punish a people and a nation as long as they continue making istighfar. It's a repellent. It is going to drive away and push away the punishment of Allah. So we must do that. We must have days ahead of time. Okay? Then you make time daily. Fasting is a duty. Tilawat of Quran is a beauty. How many sajda tilawat there in the Quran? All of you, 90% will say 14. There's 15 sajda tilawat in the Quran. We went to ask Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and the Hanbali school, how many sajda tilawat must we make? He said 15. We asked the Shafi'is, how many must you make? He said 14. They leave out the one in Surah Sa'd. And then we asked the Hanafis, they said 14. They said leave out the second one of Surah Hajj. That is academic discussion. I want to share something with you. Each one of you will read Quran, that we sure of. But how many of us, when we read the Sajda Tilawat, you read Iqra Bismi, right? Or any other surah that has the Sajda. Then, when you went into Sajda Tilawat, you read, the Imam also will read. You also will read. You just read Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. That is permissible, but it's not sunnah. It's permissible, but it's not sunnah. For Sajda Tilawat, he, Habibuna, Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taught us two du'as. Both du'as are authentic. And Ummah, you got 2 days still. They in Makkah, Madinah, you know, they got moon sunrise there. Sometimes they even see the moon before he's born also. So according to their taqweem, their calendar, they're going to start Sunday night. So let's wait and see what happens, you understood? But it looks like they will go in that direction, you know, they were crazy guys. So anyway, so you got, that's why I say 2 days, you got Saturday, Sunday, later. So Monday, then 3 days. Anyway, so which du'as must you read? In Salat, you are reading Sajda Tilawat, you the Imams and Hafiz. You, the person who's reading out of Salat, that you came across Sajda Tilawat. See, I'm reading for you. The ulama are here. You go to them and mashallah, you ask them, Sajada wajhi lilladhi khalaqahu. Ya Allah, my face, my anatomy, I make sajda for you. We only make sajda to Allah. We don't bow down, we don't prostrate to anybody. Therefore, janaza salat is no ruku, no sajda. Our ruku sajda is only for Almighty Allah. Sajada wajhi lilladhi khalaqahu. وَشَقَّ سَمْعَهُ وَبَصَرَهُ. Ya Allah, out of your grace, mercy, benevolence, you gave us, granted us the faculty of hearing and seeing. بِحَوْلِهِ وَقُوَّتِهِ. Through your might and power. We thank Allah. We show our gratitude to Almighty Allah. So learn these duas, my brothers. سَجَدَ وَجْهِ لِلَّذِي خَلَقَهُ وَشَقَّ سَمْعَهُ وَبَصَرَهُ بِحَوْلِهِ وَقُوَّتِهِ. Second dua, also Tirmidhi, Sahih Hadith. One day I was in Zambia and I gave a talk. So I told them, these are the Sunnah dua, go see Tirmidhi. Two Mawlanas came, we look at Tirmidhi, we can't find the Hadith. I say, it's not in the starting, it's in the ending. So they say, all right, we're looking in the wrong places. So it's in the ending. Sometimes they also get confused. You know? I say, you can finish to teach the students Dharma. I say, you're confused or your fuses are blown. Understood? So the second dua is the tilawat dua. Learn, Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra. Ya Allah, that we have performed the sijda tilawat, so record for us reward. Ya Allah, in lieu of the sijda, wa da'anni biha wizra. Ya Allah, we made the sijda, remove my vices and sins, Ya Allah. You see, you guys now, you know, you got a lot of money and all that. Inshore, offshore, Switzerland, Dubai, all that. You know better than me. So here we are asking Allah, waj'alha li intaka zukhura. Ya Allah, the sajda I made, make it a treasure for me day in the year after. What a beautiful dua. A Muslim, any good action we do, then we beg Almighty Allah, Jalla wala. Surah 2, verse 127. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. So in the ending of this, wa taqabbalha minni. Ya Allah, accept from me the sajda tilawat. Kama taqabbaltaha min abdika Dawood. As you accepted it from Nabi Dawood alayhi salam. Surah Swad, the incident. So you will learn this dua duas, inshallah. How come TikTok, all that, you can learn so many things there? But simple duas we can't learn. Make an effort, inshallah. We got Saturday, Sunday. Our leisure time, use in the pleasure of Allah. Now you are fasting, nice iftar time. I'm from Heidelberg, born in Heidelberg. When I completed Hifz, I was not baligh, you understood. So my ustad, Hafiz Dimalia, my beloved father, they took me to Mias Farm. I finished in Shaban, 1970. So my parents wanted I must perform Taraweeh. They said, no, go to Mufti Sanjalvi, Sindhya. He was the grand Mufti of Transvaal. Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Sanjalvi, Rahimah. Very great alim. So I just went shirt, trousers. I don't know if I had topi also on or not. Yeah, youngster running around here. I think I had a topi on. So anyway, I went there. He asked me something, Gujarati, Urdu. I say, what this old man is talking, you understood? So he's asking me if I got ihtilam and wet dream and that. What is it? We don't know what he's talking about. He said, this guy, he don't know nothing. You can't read Taraweeh. So then, my ustad told me, very good. You can't read Taraweeh. So Isha, you must read there in the last surf. And Taraweeh time, you must come in front. Then anybody make mistake, you take out. I say, I got the best job. Nobody can take out my mistake. Because I'm not big imam. They just stuck. I take out the mistake. You see, you didn't even get a chance to breathe. I say, but ustad told me, if I don't take out mistake, give me ID. So they all used to learn properly then, you see. So why I'm telling you all this? So you, the imams, tomorrow our program is Pingo Hills, is all about this. What should you do as an imam when you're performing Taraweeh? So these are duas. I told Maulana, no, you knew, yeah. Make this Ramadan special for these people of Tongat. I went, yeah, and there, how many countries I went in Ramadan, you understood? Latin America and Europe. I used to love Ramadan to go overseas. You don't have to look anywhere. They all come from a certain time, they all in the masjid, you see. and they're all waiting, give a talk and so forth. And we just make one, two nice stories, joke for the youngsters and all of them, you know. So then they enjoy it. You see, when I was in New Zealand, thrice I went. So the youngsters sit in the first serve. So then one Baji came. You see, first time I see our youngsters, they all come in the first serve. I asked him, why you come? He said, you tell us nice stories, you see. So this type of thing. All Uplang stories, you understand, and this type of thing. Yeah. So this type of thing. Whether it's true or not true, Allah alone knows, you understood, and this type of stuff. So anyway, the point I'm making now is this. So when we were in Heidelberg, we used to clean the masjid all day. So now everybody bring iftar. You see, Nana, old man, Allah gave him very pious, used to bring tea. The Jada family, they used to bring the faluda. You know, winter, summertime is very nice. And our family, they bring halim, you see. The people used to go crazy, you understand, for the halim. So anyway, long story cut short. So now we must put the dastarkhan. So you know samosa, now you all don't know Afrikaans also. After samosa, you call in Afrikaans, drie hoek kuli koek. You understood? Drie hoek, triangle. It has three corners, you see. Kuli koek, you know, we kulis, they call us kulis. So the whiteys, they say drie hoek kuli koek, you see. So those samosas that were nicely in shape, we used to take put nicely by us. All those, that is Arabs, they can't say samosa, they say sambusa. Those Arabs, they pick like that, you see. Sometimes you find that samosa is out of shape, you say, give all the old tapas, all this, you understand? They can eat all that. We take all the nice ones, you see. So like that it was. All the smart stuff, what they know, they busy, they making dua, we busy with our organizing. You understood? And all these type of things. So I want to teach you two more duas, then we finish for now. Iftar time, which dua must you make? Before you put the date. In your mouth. The hadith in Abu Dawood, simple dua. Too. We kept this fast, I kept this fast. Wa ala rizqika aftartu. And then on your risk, we make the iftar. There are many other words, but this is the simple one, is in Abu Dawood. Now we had our samosa, tea, water, date, whatever. After the iftar, before the Maghrib Salat, already we forgot Allah Ta'ala. How is that? So remember, after iftar, before the Maghrib Salat, hadith sahih, authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, learn this dua, Zahaba Zama'u, the thirst is gone. وَبَتَلَّتِ الْعُرُوكُ, the veins have become wet. وَثَبَتَ الْأَجْرُ, and the reward is already established by Allah. We will learn all these dua, brothers. You're saying inshallah, like when your wife asks you 1,000 rand, you say inshallah. You know? So this type of things there. Yeah. So you must say inshallah with firm conviction. You know, not just make inshallah kali kali like that. So you children, all of you make special dua and special request again. Have some mercy, my brothers. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ad-du'a usilahul mu'min. We are very weak. We accept it. We admit it. But du'a is the weapon of a believer. The hadith is mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim. Daily, take out 2 minutes, 5 minutes, raise your hands. And cry to Allah for Gaza. They're giving their lives. They're changing the whole world narrative in the global scenario. People now know who are the real terrorists, who are the super murderers. Benjamin Ney is his proper name. We changed it. So we posed the question to him, Benjamin Ney, how many babies have you killed today? But you see, Yahya Sinwar, he's running the operation underground. And you must remember Ismail Haniya. Ismail Haniya told him yesterday in Cairo, I'm not Yasser Arafat. We will go for broke. We will either beat you Jutlas and your allies, or either we will take martyrdom. Ihdal husnayin. For us, both ways is victory for us Muslim. That is Muslim. Me and you, we see a water pistol our wuzu will break. Is true or not true, Nushad? They ask Nushad, you see. So you must remember, brothers, so cry to Allah for these people. They're teaching the Ummah ek gula huwa sabak. I'm Abdul Qadir Husseini. Do you know who's Abdul Qadir Husseini? Go and study Abdul Qadir Husseini's life in Gaza, in Palestine, from 36 to 48. He took on the enemy and then he passed away. You hear every day Qassam Brigade. Do you know what is Qassam? Izzuddin Qassam, remember, he passed away in 35. How he defeated the enemy. He revived the spirit. Therefore, they can never forget his legacy, and they call him Izzuddin Qassam, the Qassam Brigade. So instead of you youngsters wasting your time, messy, your life up for you. He's a Pakka Zionist and a Pakka, you understand, supporter of Israel. You must learn about Abdul Qadir Husseini, learn about Izzuddin Qassam, learn about our Mujahideen, Yahya Ayash, Yahya Sinwar, Muhammad Daif. What miracles they are pulling off, you must remember this. And the media yesterday in Khan Yunus, if you are on my group, so Telegram or on X Twitter, I send the article. We have our own connection. So mashallah, they send 20 jutla straight to hell. So yesterday, so you don't hear about this, but remember, our people tackle their army. They tackle our babies and children and innocent people. There's the difference. So their qurbani will not go in vain. Allah's ghairat, Allah's help will always be there with them. So victory is ours. Let us make our share, my brothers. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant them victory. Allah destroy the jutlas and the enemies. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma la uhsi sanan alayk. Anta kama asnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma laka shukru kullu. Wa laka alhamdu kullu. Wa laka almulku kullu. بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين اللهم اجدد وطأتك على جيوش الإسرائيليين وأمريكيين وأعداء الدين يا رب العالمين اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم سلط عليهم كلبا من كلابك يا رب العالمين اللهم أحصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبق منهم أحدا اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين. Whenever you make dua, brothers, sisters, listeners, you finish, you yourself must also say Ameen. Ameen means Allahumma stajib dua. Ya Allah, this broken dua we made, you accept it out of your benevolence, grace and mercy. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant us too.